All right, we'll come out of recess. And now, next on the agenda is the approval of the 2016 Taney County budget.
Someone's going to read an appropriation message. Was
well,
Mr. Finley
going to
do
that? The auditor would be in here to address that. But, morning. Come on up, Rick.
Sorry, guys.
Guess we're here to hear your budget message.
Okay. Guys, I will attach this in, and I'll just kind of go over some of it. You know, the 2016 budget, first I want to thank everybody that had anything to do with it, and I appreciate you guys. I really feel like that you guys make the tough decisions, and because that statutorily, you are responsible for the salaries, and that's the hard part of the budget. I think most of the rest of it, you guys probably would agree, is fairly easy to do. It's complicated because of there's so many different funds in there. Our overall fund balances in 2015 went from about 88.3 million available, and we appropriated 54.4. This year, we're going to appropriate a similar number as far as for totals there, and so that's. But that includes all your capital improvement accounts, sewer, road and bridge. It includes all your smaller funds that are. Relegated to the different elected officials. So there's some of those that you really don't have control over. And we try to balance out the increase in the total funds where there's very small amount of payroll, and then we get general county revenue, which has the majority of our payroll in it. And that's why I think that's such a difficult job for you guys, and I appreciate you putting the effort forth in it. So the sales tax growth in 2015 was welcomed. You'll see that in my budget message, and it was more than what we predicted. And because of that, this budget has an increased revenue projections. Feel very confident about that, and I think you guys do too. I do believe that you guys are pretty aggressive in the general county revenue as far as payroll. I appreciate that, but I also would I feel uncomfortable when we see those expenses creeping up. That it's very difficult to cut back on payroll once it's been put in there, and we know that. So that's just a kind of a heads up on that. The revenue. We project about 7% over 2015 estimated. You know, that's not over what we actual was, because our actuals were more than that. So we have been fairly conservative in our revenue estimates there. Without just reading this to you, I want to go through a couple other points. I have asked officially, and we'll do that again, that you guys commit to a fund balance policy for all your major funds. It will give you guys, I think, a little better idea of where we want to end up. Right now, I think that you all have that pretty much in your head, but it's not in writing. I'd like to see us have a fund balance policy for all the major funds. So appreciate it if you'd be working on that. We did have a decline in our general county fund balance this past year. Based upon looking at the totals in general county revenue for this year's 2016 budget, I would guess that we may have another small decline in that. That might be very alarming, but we have a good, healthy balance there right now. I just feel like we need to be on top of what's going to happen there for future. This budget that I have right here in my hand, the beginning balances will change. Melanie has not posted the electronic funds that we'll be transferring today, and those will be posted Monday. We will most likely know the exact beginning fund balances Monday, maybe Tuesday. We want to check those out, let everybody have a chance to look at those before we decide what they are exactly. So on your appropriation page that you have, the beginning balances may change. Now, they're not going to change drastically, but they may change. The projected revenues are things that you guys have agreed with me on, I've agreed with you on, and all the elected officials that have different parts in that have agreed with, so those projected revenues should not change. The available funds, then, is the sum of those two, first two columns, and so it will change based upon the beginning balance. The appropriated funds is, again, the expenses that you have agreed upon, and unless you guys have something different, those should not change. But again, the projected ending balance may change based on the beginning balance. So you guys have any questions, or I don't know whether you want to present that to the audience or whatever, but you guys have any questions to me first?
This includes the two minor changes that were just made upstairs?
The appropriation page you have does, yes. Guys, if you don't have any questions, and
what you have printed off there, is that with the changes, or is it just the appropriation?
This does not have the changes, only the appropriation order. I didn't print the whole thing again. I mean, there's only, I guess, two pages that would change or something like that. So.
But you changed it in your book?
I did, yes.
The approval of this 2016 budget is based upon, and I think this is where the conversation is headed between us, is based upon the appropriation order that was presented 10 days ago for the public review, plus the two or three major changes that we made this morning.
Major or minor?
Well, in the whole budget,
it would be minor.
But
minor.
They were changes that were requested from either department heads or elected officials, and we made those changes. So this budget will be approved upon the numbers in this appropriation order that was presented for the public review 10 days ago, or whatever the amount of time was, and those two or three changes that were made this morning.
Daniel, let me put a caveat to that. Always before, I have in some of those minor funds, zero balance those, put the amount that would be a fund balance up into a contingency fund or a line item so that they could spend those if they want to. That's in the funds that the elected officials have charge over. Yes, if you want to say that those may be a change of the appropriation order, too, because I think the appropriation order that you were given Monday, that we put out Monday, had several of those with fairly sizable fund balances, and those need to be where they can spend those, I think. Does that make sense to you?
They weren't knocked down to the zero, like the elections fund.
The elections fund should have a zero balance or close.
Right.
And I, it, it It doesn't, does it show that on that appropriation order you have right there? And again, it may change just slightly if there's some revenues that come into the election fund, and I'll change the contingency line or whatever line
right.
I use.
In order to zero it back
yes.
out.
I haven't got anything from her at this point. So, no.
Do you want to have comments from the commissioners, Mike, or do you want to have a motion to approve? And in those, do you want to have a motion to approve with discussion? How do you want to proceed with this budget?
If I were you guys, and you still have to make up your own mind, but I would approve this. With the caveat that those fund balances and the smaller funds might change. The two columns that you're really approving are the projected revenues, which you guys have set, and the appropriated funds. The only thing that might change would be in those appropriated funds. If you want me to zero some of those out, we could do that.
As you keep stating that the minor changes, I'm going to make a motion to approve this document that was presented to the public 10 days ago with the few changes that were made this morning, and then all these things that Mr. Finley's talking about. But this document was reviewed and the elected officials and the county commission for each department went over these things. And so I'm going to make a motion to approve this 2016 budget as presented for 2016 that was presented 10 days ago with the few changes that were made this morning. Those changes laid within the sewer district's budget and the juvenile office budget, and a few requests from Road and Bridge, and a few requests from added employees to some elected officials. That's it. That was all that was approved.
Can we make it more specific to juvenile department, the increase that was asked for?
Mm-hmm.
Collector's office,
yes.
The increase that was asked for, so she could have the full-time employee.
Right.
What was that?
And the sewer department.
That was presented.
Those numbers were presented in September and then approved by the sewer district. In November, and the changes were made, and we approved that.
I approved them. I changed those this morning. They should be in the appropriate.
Right.
Are you saying those specific things?
I'm fine with that. Are you going to second that motion, or?
Yeah, I'll second that.
We have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Rick, thank you for working on the budget and bringing it to us and meeting with all the elected officials and department heads. And I appreciate your work.
I appreciate you guys, too. Like I said, I think you guys do have the most difficult part because of the way the statutes are written. If there's any way I can help you going forward in different ways, and one of the things I do think might help, if we had a fund balance policy, I think it would give you some more substantial grounds to do either increases or cuts. So,
do you have numbers for a fund balance policy that you would recommend?
I can give you those again. I think the last time I gave them to you, I don't know when they were, but I can get those.
Okay.
I have it in my computer someplace.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have next on the agenda court orders.
Wesley not here today?
Nope.
Is he in? Is that why we don't have our nice notebooks?
You do have your nice numbers. I just didn't put them in a nice binder.
I said my nice notebook, binder.
Yeah, I didn't want to carry it for two pieces of paper. So I'm in that first sheet of paper that has refund written on the left. That is a refund abatement. The proof is attached. It is a condominium stating that it is not a nightly rental. The second page there that says new, that's the new value that is going to all residential, assessed valuation of $51,616. Previously, it has had a residential of $10,540 and a commercial of $36,875. So that would be making that change, the refund for that. And there's only one on that.
Label that Exhibit A, today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Second one, gentlemen, has not been paid. It is the same situation. It is a condo. We have the letter attached for your proof. If you look at your new sheet, it's going to all residential, $75,638. Previously, it had residential $4,490 and commercial $73,704. So, and your letter with proof is attached. This is not a refund. The taxpayer is not paid, at least at the time that this was printed.
When you have a condo letter stating, previous condo letter stating it was all residential, then when did you receive notice that there was no?
This is dated 10/30. The letter is dated 10/30/2015, Danny.
Thank you. make a motion for approval, Exhibit B, with today's date, with some discussion after we, if we have a second on it.
Second.
Discussion.
These properties are in question. I know Brandon's brought this up before. When we have a property that, in any case, has had commercial use attached to it, and old letters or old bills that come out, the program actually picks it up as commercial and residential if it's been that way in the past. Am I right?
Not exactly. We send out at the first part of the odd-numbered year, in other words, this January, we send out the condo letters, which says they can check the box as on that form that you don't have it in a nightly rental program. Or above that, there's a place for you to enter how many nights. This year it would have been for 13. How many nights for 14 that you rented it? You add the two together, divide it in half, and that's how we come up with the percentage. What happens is if we send out, I don't know how many, a lot of them, condo letters. What happens is, in both of these cases, I believe, is the issue. They didn't get it, they lost it, they put it off, whatever reason. They did not respond back in time before the book closed that we could enter it as not commercial, as a residential property. So when they fail to do that, come before July 1st, we put it on as all commercial. We don't have any way of knowing what it is. We don't have the night. We don't know if it was used in the nightly rental program or if it was just a residential user for their own kind of a situation. So all the way from that time, pre-book close, all the way to today, folks find them from time to time that they didn't get that letter sent in. Some of them may be nightly rentals that give us the percentage and we put it on at that percentage. Or if they're all residential, they just use it themselves. And then we put it back to residential.
Is there a specific date put on the letter that's sent out for commercial use that would end these coming before us? Is what I'm trying to look for is why. If we don't receive something by a certain date, why would we extend either the refund notice or the change?
Donna, help me out here. In the letter we send, it says if not returned prior to April 1st, we will assume that your condominium is predominantly transient nightly rental. So we put a deadline, and most of them will get them returned by that time. But the ones that we're having to go through this process, I don't know. Like I've said before, Danny, I don't know.
I like your idea, Danny, but it becomes the same situation that we have with personal property, where the taxpayer doesn't take responsibility to fix their assessment form and add the new vehicle or take off an old vehicle. Or something like that, and we are constantly, I say we, the assessor's office, is constantly having to correct that, and of course my office then has to adjust the tax book. And we don't like it, but it's still an erroneous assessment. It is very frustrating.
It's strictly a matter of trust, I guess, when they send in and say one way or the other. And if they don't meet the date, that's If you don't pay your taxes by January the 1st, you suffer the penalties. If you don't meet this deadline by April the 1st, which is stated there, you suffer the consequences of it. Then the next year, that gives them the ability to reach back and say, hey, I need to pay attention to what's going on here, because the number of nights that they rent this projected out, I mean, I believe that there should be a date. That's not my office. It's you guys that deal with this. We have to make these refunds. We have to look at these abatements. There should be a date of consequence.
And statutorily, we do have a backup. As you said, if they don't pay it by the end of the year, they have to pay penalties next year. And just like this individual, if they don't come in and pay it, even though we're adjusting, they're still going to pay a late fee on it, on this adjustment, if they don't get it paid before the end of the year. But we don't have any teeth. If we tried to make some kind of a date that said you have to have it in by that date, we don't have any legal teeth to enforce that.
Well, I don't think you would want to go there, but as you all know, when the assessor closes the book, July 1st, the assessor can't change it. It has to come before you guys, and that's what we're talking about, of course. Can't imagine you'd want to do that. But I mean, you all either approve it or you don't approve the change. So it's one of those things that's in your lap. And as I've said before when we've discussed this, if we can come up with a better way, it's a problem for all of us. You all have to go through the approval process. We have to change our new and old. Be nice, like personal property. And Donna said, be nice if everybody got it in. But in the real world, that just doesn't happen.
So after the book closes on the July 1st date, there is no changing of lowering or no decrease or increase of value to a piece of property. So if July 1st date was approved by this commission for the last day they could send a condo letter in, then that date we wouldn't have these presented to us.
Well, thank you, Max. I would not want you to do that, but you could do that, I think. Yeah.
Certainly would be something to investigate with your attorneys.
Because this is strictly an honor system anyway.
It is.
We can go ahead. This is discussion for not only today, but another time where we can go into further discussion and see what our options are. Most of these are people that live either out of state or, as we had last week, a marketing management situation. If they can't get those in by July the 1st, as far as I'm concerned, it's just like a date of not paying your taxes by January the 1st. So, anyway.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have for you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Next on the agenda, looks like approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 346776 through 346782. No warrants. And a transfer from 911, a journal entry, and a recorder's fourth quarter transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda board appointments. See, the first one I have here is the Taney County Health Department Board of Trustees. We have to make one appointment, and
is it one or two?
One.
One. We have two applicants here.
Or two recommendations.
Yeah, two recommendations.
I'm going to make a motion because I know who the applicants are, that we approve Mr. Wayne Dietrich for the Health Department Board. I know Wayne has served on several things, was in charge of the extension office for a long period of time, and would be a great asset to the Health Board.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I will notify Wayne, and we'll get that process started. Thank you. Okay.
Next, I have the Park Board.
I know we have several applicants for the Park Board, and I've looked through the, and we have some great applicants too. But we also have a situation to where we had a previous Park Board member that had to remove herself from the Park Board because of health to her family. She lost her brother, and then a short time later she lost her mother, which she was taken care of. And I'm going to recommend that we not reappoint, but Brenda Howe as the Park Board member. I've talked to the Park Board members that served with her, and that's who they recommend.
What do we have, two appointments to make?
Two appointments.
Yeah, that's one. But
does she have an application in there?
I don't believe she does. She has called several times.
Called you?
Called. She's called the office also, but she didn't fill out one. She's dealt with a lot here lately, so.
Second. I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is the other appointee, is it for a extension of a term to fulfill the time?
Randy Lumley.
Oh, yeah.
Expires 12/31/15.
I'll make a motion to reappoint Randy.
Does he want to be on there?
Yes. Randy's a hard worker. He physically works on the parks and does things that he has that much interest in it. So.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, so that I get that right, is it fulfilling?
There's one was to fulfill. Let me see that. Back.
Ronnie Melton.
Right.
Yeah, but
his term was up anyway.
His term was up.
It's
a 3-year term.
3-year.
3-year term.
So both of those are 3-year term.
All right.
Next, I have industrial development. We have two, didn't we already? Jones.
Jonas.
Didn't we already appoint on the end?
Did we appoint Jonas?
Jonas.
Mm-hmm. Jonas, and who was the other one that's on there?
Scott Scoville. And both are Will, I mean, Scott is.
Yeah, that's, I thought we'd already done that, but if you want to go ahead and you got all these at the fourth. Or if you have some other recommendation. You know, I had several people contact me about this board, but they never sent in an app either, but I'm not.
Who came by the office, didn't we?
Yes.
We had one that came by. This one.
Seemed like he was very knowledgeable.
Very, very knowledgeable, and was really interested in proceeding there. So, is it two in this board?
Mm-hmm. Jones has already been reappointed.
Okay.
Move to reappoint Scott Scolin to the IDA board.
I'll second that. I would like to get this gentleman to stop by and visit with us. I think he visited with Mike for a while and then visited with me again. So
let me, I want to see something real quick here.
Did he have other boards that he was
interested in? That's what I was going to look at. Yeah, he's got another one. He's 911. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that was Scott.
Could you repeat the name for me?
Scott Scolin. You want to spell it for him, Brandon?
I think it's S-K-O-U-G-L-U-N-D.
It's S-K-O-G-L-U-N-D.
What did I say?
O-U.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be on the 911 that we talked about. She got a call from him, so.
Oh, okay. Board applications for 911.
I've got a question about this 911 deal. Was it that board in particular that the law changed a few years ago that there were certain individuals that had to be on the board?
My understanding is they know, but they went ahead and previous commission put it in line with what the statute was going to be if it were to go ahead.
Okay. All right.
That way we wouldn't have to pick new board members.
Right.
Just the way I understand it. Is that... Chief Burton just came in. He might be able to answer that better.
I'm going to ask him because I need to know on that. We were in the middle of appointing 911 board members. It was my understanding a few years ago that there was certain... either elected officials, department heads, or something that had to be on that board. Is that right? I don't know. I'm asking a question. I'm not stating it as fact.
I don't believe that to be true. Okay. I think traditionally that's what we have done, that we had representation from the ambulance and from different agencies like that, but I don't believe that's the law.
Okay.
It's the law if we... pass the tax.
If it would switch to a sales tax, then it is very clearly lined out.
That's
the really right now that. We are the advisory board to you guys, and whoever you want on that board, that's who's going to be on that board.
So, but it was, again, I believe previous commission's belief and thought was,
if the tax passed, we would not be replacing board members. I just wanted to make that clear so people didn't think I was nuts.
It's too late for that, man. In other words,
that's already. Don't jiggle that camera like that. I mean, you'll get an old blurry picture there. But anyway, that's why I knew that was a conversation that was had taken place in the 911 board meetings.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. All right. We've got. Did they send recommendations, or we just have?
Jimmy Russell, Ken Crutcher, and Daryl Coons are the ones that are up, and they all three applied. And I believe we had two others.
Let me look, see who the others are. Five.
Jimmy Russell, Kent Crutcher, and Daryl Coons to the 911 board.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Kent Crutcher, Jimmy Russell, and Daryl Coons. That'd be the chief of police, the sheriff, and chief of the ambulance system, or administrator. I don't know what Daryl's official title is.
Sewer board. How many do we have?
I'm going to move that we put Mr. Houseman, Ron Houseman, on the sewer district board. Mr. Houseman's helped us with receiving a $3 million grant when we had the sludge burning situation. We've heard Rick Sigenfuss and others say that it was solely upon his shoulders that we got that passed. So I'm going to make a motion that we appoint him to the sewer district board.
We have a second. Motion dies. I'll make a motion to appoint Nathan Easley. Do I have a second?
Second. Is there any other applicants?
Huh?
There's just those two applicants?
Yep.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Planning and Zoning Board, looks like reappointments, or
did we ever fill Mr. Melton's position on the Planning and Zoning Board? Who we put on there? I forget. Oh, we just put, that was, that we did on Monday. That was Mr. Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we got George Kramer that's up. Moved to put George Kramer on the Planning and Zoning Commission, reappoint.
He's the only applicant we have out of that township. This is another situation to where we have applicants, but they have to live in the township that they represent. And so Mr. Kramer is willing to serve.
Did we have a second?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board of Equalization.
I move not to appoint those members as of now.
Yeah. We normally do that, what, May?
April, May. Contact. Yeah. Contact will have more.
But isn't there some training that they could get?
It is in, I think that is in April.
Do you know when the training is that they go up to Springfield for? I thought it was February.
I don't remember.
Jewel last year?
Yes.
When was it? Do you remember?
I believe it was cold, so I'm assuming it was February. But
we had snow in March.
It was early in the year,
and we have several applicants.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. And I'd like to look at them and appoint them.
Statutes also spell out what their qualifications need to be, so we probably need to take some time to look over. And there's probably a couple there we can do. Did you make a motion, Danny, to
yes.
table till future date?
Yep.
Did you give a specific time or just?
No, I didn't give a specific time.
Okay, I'll second that.
You have a motion to
table.
To table it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Was there somebody you want to put on right now, or you want to try and do all of them?
I want to do all of them, and right down below there's some, it tells their qualifications. I mean, I'd like to give them an opportunity to go to some training if they choose to.
And we can do it in January. I don't care to.
Okay.
Plenty of time, like you said, to get the training. Do you know what the RSMO that states all that? Is it 422 or? I'll look it up. I think you're right.
Senior Board.
What's it say? I don't know. Is that saying that's the only one that's...
That's what's up and...
Looks like we have one application.
Is it reappointments or?
Just one. This is this one. And then right there kind of tells about them.
Yeah. I mean, Pat served on here for several years.
Oh.
Yeah, she served on there. She was a replacement for someone and served through a term for someone else.
Is she reappointed?
I understood that she didn't.
Okay.
That's why I was asking on the.
That's why
we have one applicant.
One applicant.
Mm-hmm.
That tells a little bit about them.
Do you honestly, I think that in a situation like this where we have a good board member, and it was my understanding, and you guys didn't receive that, that she didn't want to be reappointed. Maybe she does. There's a lot of names for us to review on these things, and we don't have any checkoff list. If we could wait on this, but I don't know how many is on that board. Seven?
Yeah, there's quite a few on there. So this will have a quorum pretty easy.
If she wanted to at all, I would like to reappoint her on there. But five. What when we did those boards, as we do other boards, we try to basically spread those. If we have equal qualifications or something, we try to spread that out throughout the county. Some of those are required that we do that. Others have been that way that we've just done in, as a courtesy. And we have a good board member there, and we've got her name highlighted. I don't know why. Well, maybe she highlighted.
That's who's up.
Okay. Can we recess a minute, and I'll run up and visit with Shanna about the conversation that we had about this lady. Can we recess for 2 or 3 minutes anyway?
All right, we'll recess.